Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. From the 1640s, with the manufacture of sugar as a commercial product, labor became a jealously guarded commodity in Barbados, reflecting power and control. Therefore, on this day, May 20th, in the year 1840, the Barbadian newspaper covered a scenario, a war of words that exposed the battle over labor control. This time, not over slavery as in the previous era, but over emigration and the location of labor. A write-up in the newspaper saw Barbadians in a battle of words with labor recruiters from British Guiana who were recruiting labor from Barbados for that colony. Across the pages, Guyanese were criticized for luring Barbadian labor to that South American colony. Using accusatory words, it was opined, and I quote, "There seems to be a fixed determination in British Guiana to depopulate the estates in this island. Not content with the facilities now afforded the colonists to import laborers from every part of the world, India only accepted for the present, and expecting a great influx of immigrants from America, they point especially to Barbados, and would move heaven and earth if they could to draw our people from their happy domiciles and from their nearest and dearest connections," end quote. The reality of this tirade was rooted in the visceral desire to continue to control labor in a densely populated island of formerly enslaved persons who were now free to regulate their own labor and take it wherever they saw fit. During this period, the scarcity of opportunities and resources compelled the working class to seek better living conditions through emigration. Mr. F.A. Webb, a former resident of Barbados, who left to reside in Guyana, described in the newspaper as a swindler and a quote-unquote plausible rascal, took Barbadian legislators to task, debasing them for being simple and, quote, grossly ignorant, except on the subjects of sugar, rum, molasses, saltfish, and digging cane holes, end quote. He further harangued the leadership for restricting men who were as free as themselves from exercising their rights under freedom. Consequently, emigration would be the answer to these limitations because with the transition from slavery to apprenticeship, the strictures under which the working class labored remained painstaking. They continued to live and labor under the shadow of the plantation. As a result, they were stagnated by a system that held them hostage to the plantations and the vagaries of the planters. The result being, they were not enjoying the freedoms that the abolition of slavery should have afforded them. The very circumstances that Samuel Jackman Prescott had warned against at the time of emancipation in 1838. And as the old people would say, his words did not drop to the ground. So, on this day, May 20th in the year 1840, the Barbadian exposed the conflict relating to emigration and the desire to control the labor of the freedmen of Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.